Three, the importance of cultivating a very stable sati or mindfulness leading to heedfulness or apamada throughout the day.
See, this one is a constant reminder. Huh? You have to develop it, stabilize it, and develop heedfulness within life in the moment, moment to moment as you live your life. So heedfulness is very important. Okay, next one.
Four, importance of repentance and asking for forgiveness sincerely. When you forgive someone, you actually free yourself from the evil roots of anger, hatred, and delusion.
So understand this, eh? Then you can do it. Because to forgive is to free yourself, not to say you forgive somebody, the ego is so big. Understand? When you have hatred towards that person, you become angry, emotional, envy, jealousy, also. You suffer, isn't it? These are evil roots, make you evil. Why can't you develop the understanding? If you are ready to forgive, then you free yourself. Means that hatred is no more. The anger is no more. The misunderstanding is no more. Because you have love. He is the way he is. Deluded people do deluded things. Angry people do angry things. Selfish people do selfish things. So when you see this, understand this, you are ever willing to come to terms with the moment, with the reality that arises, that need to ask for forgiveness, then free yourself. Okay?